This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A message from U.S. President Trump to Iran on Sunday after Tehran said it was boosting uranium enrichment beyond the limits set in the 2015 nuclear deal.
Iran better be careful, because you enrich for one reason, and I won't tell you what that reason is, but it's no good. They better be careful.
Mr. Trump made a comment hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that Iran's decision will lead to further isolation and sanctions. Britain urged Iran to immediately stop and reverse all actions that are inconsistent with the agreement, under which it accepted restrictions on its nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. France said Iran's move was a violation of the international pact. Dozens of prominent Afghan citizens are meeting with Taliban representatives to Qatar's capital, Doha, on Monday for a second day of conference seeking to end the 18-year war in Afghanistan. VOA's Sladissa Hoke reports.
A delegation of more than 50 Afghan politicians and civil society activists opened a two-day meeting with the Taliban on Sunday. One participant told VOA there are signs that some of the Taliban attitudes have changed.
I feel their attitude has changed and they are ready to talk to women. Last night at dinner was the first time I met with Taliban representatives and some of the envoys came to talk to us.
Senior Taliban representative Mullah Abdul Salam Zaif told VOA that the group will not accept any decisions imposed on them despite political and military pressure. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, also in Doha, U.S. and Taliban negotiators are conducting a seventh round of talks, with the U.S. looking to conclude its involvement in Afghanistan's civil war. Again, dozens of prominent Afghan citizens met with Taliban representatives in the capital. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in the streets of Hong Kong Sunday to protest a law that would allow people to be extradited for trial to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. As the marchers dispersed late Sunday, hundreds of protesters clashed with police. At least two were taken away by police. The U.S. successfully defended its Women's World Cup crown, AP correspondent Gethin Kulba.
Back to back, and for a record fourth time, the United States are the Women's World Cup champions after a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands in the cup final. Golden boot and golden ball winner Megan Rapinoe scored in the 61st minute to finish the tournament with six goals. The 34-year-old forward became the oldest player ever to score in a Women's World Cup final.
For us older players especially, to be able to carry a lot of that load and just set the right example for the younger players is absolutely a huge reason why we've been so successful.
24-year-old midfielder Rose Lavelle scored in the 69th minute. Goalkeeper Alyssa Nair logged her fourth shutout of the tournament. The U.S. women scored a cup-record 26 goals while allowing only three. I'm Gethin Kulba.
The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security disputes reports of inadequate food, water, and sanitation in crowded detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border. VOA's Marcus Harton.
News reports and an internal Border Patrol report focused attention on overcrowding and prolonged detention of migrants. The acting head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, said on ABC's This Week his agency is doing what it can to cope with the migrants who have entered the U.S. just this year.
We've had over 500,000 people cross our southern border. The predominant crossings are made by family units, unaccompanied children, and then single adults.
McAleenan said reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water were unsubstantiated. Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.
And some members of Congress are calling for improved treatment of migrants in U.S. custody. Iran's defense minister, Amir Hatami, said Monday in a speech broadcast live on state television that Britain's detention of an Iranian tanker last week was a threatening and incorrect action. Royal Marines seized the tanker on Thursday for trying to take oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions. It's a dramatic intervention that sparked Tehran's fury and could escalate its confrontation with the West. Gibraltar received permission from its Supreme Court to hold the tanker for 14 days. Africa is entering into what could be an era of peace and prosperity with the official launch of a continental trade agreement. Nigeria, Africa's biggest economy, signed on to the new African Continental Free Trade Area Sunday at an African Union summit in Niger. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.